Annie Dugan's hanging out on the farm and thinking about art. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. I sure am. And I'm thinking there are some really neat shows. You know, this time of year people go to their cabins or take a trek out to greater Minnesota, all the great things in Minnesota. And there's a couple neat things that have a local connection outside of our immediate Duluth region. And the first in the McRossie Art Center, which is a fabulous, fabulous art center. For those of you who are going towards Grand Rapids, through Grand Rapids, near Grand Rapids, McRossie is a great place to stop. And there's two, I think, just finishing out, you know, if you're there this weekend, that's the place to go see Ashley Kolka, who is a local artist. Most people know her through the Arrowhead, the amazing work that she does at the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council. She's the one that helps everyone get grants. So she's a good person to know. But she also is a fabulous artist. She does these just beautiful collages, mostly of architecture. When she talks about her work, I love it because she talks about buildings having faces and personalities and sort of doing these really interesting portraits of communities and towns through the buildings and architecture that's part of them. So she's part of a show on miniatures, and she's a featured artist of this miniature exhibit at the McRossie. And the series that she did was Small Work for Small Places, which I think is just really sweet and touching. And her work is that way. You do have to lean in close, which I always think is really fun when you have to kind of get inside the artwork and really put yourself in there. And Ashley does a great job of that. The other artist that is at the McRossie is Catherine Meyer, also a Duluth artist. Catherine's work has been seen far and wide. She was a Jerome Fellow. She has had work at the MIA, and then she's having work at Grand Rapids. She does the exhibition is called Vast Intimate, and it features the drawings and animations that she did in the Badlands National Park. And if you haven't seen Catherine's work, it's sort of one of those must-sees. I really think she's one of our most celebrated artists in Duluth and one that we can really be a champion for. She really is investigating land in an interesting way. If you're going the other direction, up towards Grand Marais, the Grand Marais Art Colony is a must-stop when you're in the beautiful town of Grand Marais. They're really doing some fabulous programming. They have amazing classes. They have always amazing shows. And then they have really interesting lectures. And on June 3rd, Scott Husby, who is a rare book specialist, he does book restoration, which I think is really a fascinating aspect of the visual arts. And arts is the section with the connection towards rare books. So he has a lecture at 7 p.m. on June 3rd called Traveling Texts: What Bookbinding Tells Us About Early Printed Books. And I just find it fascinating that we have these just amazing specialists in our area. He's worked on the national scene, and now he's retired to Grand Marais, and it's great that they're having him share his knowledge with all of us. If you are staying in town, Sarah Brocky has a fabulous class at the Duluth Art Institute coming up this weekend called Soul Painting. Sarah teaches this maybe every once in a while, and it's really a fabulous class. She does, as you probably remember, amazing portraiture. We did a series of her last fall at the Duluth Art Institute, and this is sort of where it comes from. It's not necessarily about just painting exactly what you see. It's painting this idea and the personality behind the sitter. So soul painting is it's portraiture with this aspect of, I mean, without getting too woo-woo, it's incorporating, you know, what you don't see when you see someone. And that sort of relates to something. We have a few calls for artists going on right now. So if you have the day off today, maybe it's the time to get your entry forms ready. But along the line of the soul painting and the portraiture, we have a call for artists. This fall, the Shakespeare's First Folio is visiting Duluth, and there'll be a lot of hubbub around it. And the Duluth Art Institute is doing a show featuring artists creating portraits of their favorite Shakespeare characters. So all of those really fabulous personalities that Shakespeare has come to life, we're looking for artists to imagine those in portrait form. There's also the Arrowhead Regional Biennial. We have our call-up for artists right now. That is sort of the best of the best, the most amazing things going on in contemporary art in the Upper Midwest. Deani Whitehawk, who's a fabulous artist in and of her own right, she'll be the juror for that, so that information is online. And then I've mentioned this a few times, but it's always worth mentioning, the Duluth Art Institute and Advancing Lincoln Park has an artist survey for artists looking for space, so check that out as well. That's all we've got going on, Lisa.
That's it? That's all?
It.
Oh, man. Today is the day. You know what I think the Duluth Art Institute needs to investigate? I think that you need to investigate a workshop on she sheds. Today, I have photographs that I need to go through, and so I have like this artistic thing that I need to do, but I want to be outside.
Right.
And so if I had a she shed that I could open up the windows and open up the door and kind of be outside. But, you know, when you're looking at photographs, you have to have the dark on the computer. It would
right.
be perfect.
Ooh, that's, well, you know, I've seen, we had a fabulous plein air exhibition last year, and we're doing it again this year. And one of the artists brought this pop-up tent. It was like a one-person pop-up tent, but it was completely translucent. So she could, if it was, you know, nasty outside, she could still paint outside. She just put that right over her, and it worked great. So just
get a clear pop-up tent. A tent or a screen house might be just the ticket for working outdoors today.
Amen.
Annie, you're such a genius. Thanks so much for joining us, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan this morning, the curator and executive director of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, Mondays at 8:20, right here on 103.3 KUMD.